So it's V96, it's Moe and Carla Mornings, and we want to know what kind of stitches the snitch should get. 877-591-9696.
What is happening right now?
You know exactly what's happening right
now. It's Moe and Carla Mornings on V96. And who's in the right and who's in the wrong? I assume that me and Carla are in the right here. It's Moe, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, our producer.
No, today he's just Ahmad.
Just Ahmad.
Today he's just Ahmad.
Ahmad the a-hole.
Oh, wow.
So, listen, Carla and I have had a tough week.
We've been sicky.
I had Monday off.
Uh-huh.
I took Monday.
So you had a four-day week. Very tough.
But what sucks I got sick. Uh-huh. And Carla was sick. And we've been sick. And we both had incidents this week where we were not particularly punctual.
We were just the taddiest bit toddy.
Yeah. Came in and I don't know. How late were you?
I came in middle of probably like 5:44.
Mm. Okay. And I came in at I think 5:50 or 5:51.
And I didn't say anything to y'all. I was like, it's fine.
Yeah, you didn't say anything.
You didn't say anything to us.
What are you talking about?
So our boss informed us that you let her know that we were each late a day. And I thought, who goes out of their way
to tell the boss?
We get here at 5:30 in the morning. Okay?
It was like
we're always here on time. We never miss anything.
We don't.
You know, and then all this and then you just rat us out.
I didn't just go in like, you won't believe what they did this morning. It came up in conversation.
How did it come up in conversation?
Did she say, oh man, I was running late this morning, and you said, speaking of running late, you know,
like kinda like that.
There's no way that this comes out in a positive way not a complaint.
It was a jokey joke. Like, we were just talking. She was kind of like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, we talked about it on the air. It was funny. It's fine.
What's the jokey joke?
Moe and I just looked at each other like,
The problem is here, Carla, is he said there was a jokey joke, and I waited for the jokey joke punchline.
I'm waiting to laugh. I want to laugh so hard.
It's fine. It's funny. No one cares. You aren't in trouble. Well, not that I know of.
We were written up.
We were told.
Shut up.
Yes.
No, you weren't.
No, we weren't.
But we were like told about it.
Mm.
Like, oh, you guys were late. Like, why didn't you let me know?
By the way, great point has been made here. We're streaming live right now at B96 Chicago on Instagram. Gloria from the Moe and Carla Mornings Mafia says, oh, Ahmad, no one told on you that you were late for hours.
Oh.
So remember, this was 2 weeks ago?
Ahmad fell asleep on the red line.
And he fell asleep and slept all the way down to 95th and Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
On the red line and then had to come back. We didn't go, hey, Molly.
But you did hop on the air and was like, Ahmad's late. Ahmad the late. Now I'm Ahmad the a-hole. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Ahmad the snitch.
What is that?
When you have a name like Ahmad the Amazing, you gotta expect that sometimes that's gonna be filled in with other things when you're not being amazing.
So, I don't think I'm in the wrong here.
Why?
Consuelo from Melrose Park. Who is in the wrong? Me and Carla or Ahmad the snitch?
Oh my God.
I worry because Consuelo will just be honest with us.
Thank you, Moe. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Ahmad, you're wrong because nobody falls asleep on the train for hours.
Yeah,
it was hours.
Moe and Carla is always there. You fell asleep. And you woke up at 95th because they woke you up.
Okay, they're not always here because they were late.
You're probably late already twice.
You know what?
That's my family.
Oh.
You're wrong. You're right.
And there's a great point here in that when we were late, we were late at 5:45 and 5:50. You were late at 7.
Okay.
Yes, our show ends at 9.
Yes. It was a half day.
He was technically on the air.
How we say it when we go to church when we're late. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Consuelo. You know what? For a second, I was like, oh, Consuelo's going to be like, you know what? Nope.
You shouldn't have been late.
Thank you, Consuelo, and we love you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Consuelo.
877-591-9696. Ahmad the snitch. He snitched me and Carla out for being late. Now, his job is executive producer of this show.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you credit on that front, but did you need to tell our boss that we
were
late?
First of all, I'm the producer. How can I produce a show with nobody here?
Oh.
And y'all were late.
You know what? How dare you make just any saying, sense right now?
Just saying.
Who produced the show the day that you were
not here?
Yeah. Well, if I recall, we were still on the air.
Anyway,
877-591-9696. Who's in the wrong and who's in the right here? And Carla, obviously right. Ahmad, obviously wrong.
No, you're swaying the audience.
877-591-9696. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Sorry, my headphones are too loud. Ahmad the Amazing is Ahmad the snitch today. He ratted us out to our boss that we were both late.
I'm going to offer you a rebrand. Ahmad the Always Honest.
That is quite the rebrand. He volunteered to our boss that we were each late once this week by 15 minutes and 20 minutes, respectively.
Mm-hmm.
But is it 20? I mean, we normally start around 5:40.
Right.
Anyway, we're very upset, and we're wondering who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Now, we assume that we're in the right. Because
why would you tell our boss that?
It was in passing. It's fine.
I have a hard time imagining how that actually came up in passing.
I imagine you walking in there with your boots.
I was like, I'm mad at them because they were late.
Yeah.
It did not. It was just that doesn't come up in passing.
It does.
Apparently it did, but.
Okay.
Anyways.
Ellie in Chicago is team Ahmad. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm on his side. I have to tell you.
Oh.
Like, this is your job. You have to get on the air on time. Like, what? And then you're forcing him to, like, fill the space, I guess. And then he's supposed to lie to the big boss about it?
Listen, nobody's telling Ahmad to lie.
But he didn't have to offer up this information, and he doesn't have to fill time, he just has to play songs.
I have to push buttons, it's very hard.
No, it's not. I do it all day.
Well, I mean, I don't know, like, it's a slippery slope, you know, you start being late, and then there's no repercussions, it's fine, and then late and late, it's not a big deal, I'll just roll in a bit later. Like,
yeah.
This is your job, and don't you guys must enjoy doing, you know.
Listen, we're not just going to get later and later until we're showing up at 9 a.m.
You're going to show up after the show.
It's not a common occurrence. It was just a little oopsie that we would have preferred to stay.
And in a rough week where we have both been a little bit sick, a little bit of grace would go a long way.
Yeah.
Instead, we get snitched out.
It's not snitching.
Well, I think it's something he has to nip in the bud. That's part of his job.
He's not hurting us.
It's turning on me now.
Well, he has to keep you guys in line. I mean, I'm sorry, but that's part of what.
Speaking of line, did we forget that Ahmad stayed on the red line asleep a few weeks ago?
We are out of time.
That's true. The day that Ahmad showed up at 7?
Yeah.
Now, technically.
What time is I supposed to show up?
5:30.
Mm-hmm. No. Girl, I was about to cash app you. I think I'm going to take that back.
Oh, wait, I'm not.
Well, all right. Well, we got one opinion. That's just one person's opinion. Thank you very much.
I still think that you shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, guys, but you want to know how people feel about it.
Yep. No, we asked and we got our answer.
Now we would like a different answer from someone else. So 877-591-9696.
We are asking for people who are on our side. Yeah. I think we should clarify. Thank you very much for the call.
Of course.
All right, let's welcome the unhinged Crazy Carl. So if you're just joining this conversation, me and Carla were both late once this week, and Ahmad told our boss, Ahmad the Amazing, our producer, told our boss, ratted us out. Crazy Carl, who's in the wrong, us for being late or Ahmad for being a rat?
He's gonna be a rat, and you know what? I hate to say snitches, and you know what I used to say back in the old day, ditches and snitches. You don't rat out on your friends. And when I was at the B, was at the double, it happened to me.
We gotta slow it down.
Carl,
I heard snitches, stitches. I heard something about Eddie and Jobo.
I don't know, Carl.
I knew this was gonna be unhinged.
That's the people on y'all side.
All right, Carl, we love you. I don't know what you're saying, though, so we're going to have to let you go.
I'm going
to
say that Carl's on our side, right?
Thank you. Yes, I am.
All right. 877-591-9696. We'll grab one more at random. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
We're talking to you.
Hi.
What's your name?
Okay.
Hello? Hi. Okay. Can you hear us, or is this? Are we running out of? Is this Maria?
It is Maria.
All right, Maria. So, whose side are you on? Really, is the question.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
Maria. Oh, Ahmad, are you for real?
Ooh, okay. Hang up on Maria right now.
No. Let's hear Maria out.
It's the whole thing. Do as I say, not as I do. Oh, hell no.
Snitch.
Snitch. Did they go running on you?
You know what?
Did they go running on you?
When he came in at 7 o'clock, we joked about it on the radio, but we didn't just like reach out to the boss.
The radio that the boss listens to.
But we don't know for sure. Our boss is the vice president of programming for the entire company.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she really do begin promotions like that.
So there's a good chance that she's listening to
other
shows,
radio stations,
and other people.
She loves us the most.
Like, how would she know that we weren't here?
Thank you, Maria, for that, by the way. So I think overwhelmingly, there was one person that was Team Ahmad. We're in the right. And Ahmad, can you at least consider not snitching us out next time? You know what sucks about this is he supports his decision.
I do, because I keep saying in passing, but it wasn't with mal intent. It was just a little jokey joke. Like, they were late. It's funny.
Still waiting on that punchline, by the way.
I'm waiting for it to get funny. I really am.
Maybe I just don't get it. Maybe we're not the right audience for your jokey jokes.
Thank you. Now all of Chicago thinks I'm a snitch.
Well, snitches get stitches.
That's what happens.
All right. It's B96.